see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into this magnificent Monday, May 4, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, the Tigers are back on a winning streak at home. They head into Boston tonight, play the Boston Red Sox. Had a great game yesterday, watched it last night on national TV, was on Peacock. Great game, came alive in the end of it, scored 7-1 for the Texas Rangers, and they now head to Boston. Looking at Lansing, story came out on Friday about the cases that have been filed, processed, pursued by this Attorney General, Dana Nessel. I believe using her office to politicize and go after her political enemies. Well, she got another defeat. And it is a beginning, I believe, to be the first case that will set precedent in all these other cases. A Hillsdale County Circuit Court judge dismissed felony charges against an attorney and former township clerk accused of breaching 2020 election voter data. Judge Sarah Lazanier ruled the records at issue, including people's birth dates and driver's licenses, were not required to be kept confidential under Michigan's election laws. Judge, in her 8-page ruling, said, quote, no additional requirement for non-disclosure or confidentiality is stated and none is found in the statutes, end quote, said the judge. This decision dismisses all felony charges against attorney Stephanie Lambert, who still faces a trial on separate charges in Oakland County, and Adams Township Clerk Stephanie Scott. However, the judge order does say that Scott's misdemeanor charge, failure to perform her duty, remains and is remanded to the lower district court as she lacks jurisdiction without any felony allegations contained in those charges. Stephanie Scott, the clerk, said, I am grateful that the judge followed the law and dismissed all these felony charges against me. Scott's attorney, David Coleman, said the ruling is a complete vindication for my client, who has maintained that she acted legally and in good faith. The court recognized what we have been arguing all along. There was never any criminal statute applicable to her proper and legal actions, and therefore, no crime was committed, said defense attorney David Coleman. We'll get Attorney General Dana Nessel's reaction. Short break. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The W-Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W-Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. The judge dismissed felony charges in the Hillsdale County tabulator voter case. Both the township clerk, Stephanie Scott, and the attorney, Stephanie Lambert, felony charges were dismissed. Attorney General Dana Nessel now has 42 days to decide if her office will appeal the judge's decision. Her spokesperson, Kimberly Bush, said the court's opinion wrongly suggests that election officials can release sensitive voter information protected from disclosure by state and federal law. While we are considering our next steps, including making a determination regarding an appeal, we are extremely disappointed and concerned about the implications this may have on upcoming elections. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the charges back May of 2024. This clerk, folks, and this attorney have been fighting this for 2 years. Lower court, then the appeals court. Unbelievable. And what did Dana Nessel, the attorney general, allege that Stephanie Scott, the Adams Township clerk, what did she do? She provided a copy of her electronic poll book flash drive data to her attorney, Stephanie Lambert, who in turn hired an independent computer forensic examiner, Benjamin Cotton, to review the data for any alleged irregularities. Dana Nessel also alleged that Scott intentionally disregarded numerous instructions from the state elections director, Jonathan Brader, to present the township's voting tabulator, and she withheld the tabulator until it was seized by the Michigan State Police following a search warrant. Well, lower court district court judge Megan Stiverson decided in December of 2025, last year, that the attorney general's office had presented enough evidence to send the case to trial. That decision came out December 2nd. Reason, Judge Stiverson held in part that the Michigan's election law, MCL 168.509GG, related to what information is exempted from the Freedom of Information Act, had a confidentiality requirement. Well, the appellate court judge ruled that it was in fact a decision that was made in an error of the law and by definition, and that the lower court had abused its discretion. Defense Attorney Coleman said the charges against his client, Stephanie Scott, Adams Township clerk, should never have been issued. Coleman said, quote, "Our client is a local public official trying to carry out her lawful duties. And the Attorney General Dana Nessel weaponized criminal statutes against her in a manner never used in Michigan's history. As a result, she was subjected to years of unwarranted legal jeopardy. Today's decision restores her reputation and reaffirms the rule of law," end quote, said Coleman. However, meanwhile, the attorney, Stephanie Lambert, faces a trial in Oakland County on charges alleging she conspired to access voting machines, as well as other offenses. She has repeatedly argued that she is charged with a crime that is simply, quote, not a crime, end quote. Lambert's trial was set to begin in April, but it's been delayed while she appeals Circuit Judge Court Judge Jeffrey Mattis's ruling on the jury instructions. So, very, very interesting after 2 years of fighting this in court, the township clerk has been absolutely exonerated. Case has been dismissed. Now, this is all happening right now as Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop is fighting Director Jonathan Brader, according to his instructions. This is the very exact same process that Stephanie Scott went through. Refused to follow Jonathan Brader's instructions, led to criminal charges. Well, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has already answered his demand letter and now waits to see his final decision. But in the meantime, because of Brader and Benson, the Secretary of State, challenging her actions and getting all this negative publicity against her, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has decided to retain an attorney and to sue Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, her Director, Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, to stop what she claims are illegal rules that Benson has put out, instructions to local township, city, village clerks to conduct this year's 2026 election. Now, tomorrow, Tuesday, May 5th, we have a critically important election down in the 35th State Senate District. Jason Tunney, the Republican, running against Chedrick Green, the Democrat, for the 35th State Senate seat. If you know anybody that lives in Midland Bay or Saginaw counties, you need to get a hold of them and remind them to vote for Jason Tunney tomorrow. Well, because Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, hasn't filed her lawsuit yet to stop these rules from handling, administering this year's elections, those rules will stand in place for tomorrow. The hope is to get the money raised to pay the retainer to the attorney, file the lawsuit, and prevent these rules from going forward for the at least the August 4th primary, and then hopefully the November 3rd general election. If you'd like a link to the story, text me donate. We started the Go Give Send Go fundraising effort on Friday. $345 came in on Friday. Checks are in the mail. We want to thank Barb and Dave Agema. We got your check on Saturday, and more checks are coming. So we'll update the Give, Send, Go once the other checks come in and see if we can get this money raised. It's the only way, folks, we're going to be able to stop Jocelyn Benson from running this year's elections with these rules that, according to Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop and her attorney that she's consulted with, these rules violate two, not one, but two federal statutes. You have to understand that these statutes are federal. Basically, in reviewing the statutes for her reply back to Brader, which she provided on April 20th, Clerk Bishop realized that two federal statutes are being violated by Benson. What she realized is that this information other clerks may not be aware of. While researching her response, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop discovered that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who just happens to be leading in the polling to be the Democratic nominee for governor in the 2026 election cycle, has recently implemented, quote, administrative rules, end quote, for this year's election in Michigan that conflict and violate two federal election laws, the Help America Vote Act, referred to as HAVA, H-A-V-A, and the National Voter Registration Act, known as NVRA. Well, on the website, the Give, Send, Go website, in closing, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has consulted with an attorney and has decided that she must file a lawsuit to prevent these rules from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to be in effect for the upcoming elections, that Benson is seeking to become the next governor of the state of Michigan. These rules, folks, absolutely violate federal statutes. Her attorney believes they even violate some state election laws. Why did Jocelyn Benson implement these rules? Because it will help her win the August 4th primary to be the Democrat, and then will go on to help her win in November. Conflict of interest, you think? Well, the closing paragraph says, the money raised on this Give, Send, Go campaign will be used to retain the attorney to prepare and file the lawsuit and to fight to stop these rules from being used this election year. Thank you for your time and consideration to help Clerk Bishop fight a truly fair and secure election of Michigan's next governor. Respectfully requested, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. If you want to email her and ask her questions about the lawsuit, acclerkvbishop@gmail.com. That's her email address. Again, AC for Antrim County Clerk, AC Clerk, V for Victoria, V Bishop at gmail.com. Checks can be made out and mailed to Victoria Bishop, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. Victoria Bishop said that she hopes other clerks will see what she's doing and hopefully join her in this effort. If she could get a few more clerks, especially county clerks, to come and join this lawsuit, they could also help raise the money and to get the retainer raised in order to be able to file the suit as soon as possible. Again, the lawsuit hasn't been filed, so these rules are going to be in effect for tomorrow's May 5th special election. Let's see how it turns out down there in the 35th State Senate District, Republican Jason Tunney against Democrat Chedrick Green. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering